This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And, you know, I figured this is a very timely topic with the holidays rapidly approaching. For a lot of people, the holidays really equate to depression. And when it sets in and the stress takes over, it really is a joyful time that turns into a very, very stressful, unhappy time for people. And what I found over the course of doing my medical intuitive work is that what contributes to that depression over the holidays is also significantly impacted by the foods that we eat. And if we can avoid those foods, or if we know what those foods are so we can avoid them, then what can happen is we can actually alleviate depression from the holiday season. So what I wanted to do is to start with the month of November that we're going into the holiday season, talking about depression, talking about stress, talking about the things that you can do to be able to really ward off the depression from a physical standpoint. And when I came to that decision, I reached out to an expert that has been a friend of mine. I've had her on the show as well, who is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. I call her lovingly Dr. Susan. So I thought, well, what a perfect person to have on the show to be able to talk about the things that we can do, from foods, from herbs, from spices, and from lifestyle choices, different choices we can really make over the holiday season that can really bring back some of that sense of joy that's associated with it, and we don't get so caught up in the, you know, concern about what we're eating and whether that's going to really impact our health. And basically, it comes down to depression. So I'm going to be having Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, joining me today. And in addition to talking about the different foods and some simple lifestyle choices and just choices, it doesn't necessarily always have to come down to lifestyle. I know Susan's going to share a lot of great information, but it's just the choices we make over the holiday. So Susan and I are going to be talking about that. But Susan, as always, as gracious as she is, has also said that she would love to take your calls. So if you have a call for Susan or myself or both of us in combination, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I would also like to invite you to my free November Your Health teleclass. It's on November 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic of this teleclass is Lyme disease. I just keep getting tremendous suggestions, list and list of suggestions from listeners and from my database that says, Carol, can we finally touch on the topic of Lyme disease since it's becoming such an epidemic situation? And one of the things I found in the research is it's not only just on the East Coast like we used to think, or in the Midwest. We actually have it in Northern and Southern California, and there's more diagnoses of Lyme disease in Europe and China and Japan and Australia. So we're really finding that Lyme disease is becoming a global epidemic. So I thought perfect timing for that as well. So the teleclass itself is free. If you listen to it on November 14th, it's 60 minutes in length. I'm going to be sharing how this tick-borne illness is really affecting so much of different illnesses we have. And what I mean by that is one of the difficulties with Lyme disease and the diagnoses is if it isn't diagnosed in that initial stage and you don't get that target bullet kind of looking rash that's associated with it, then what occurs is that it often goes misdiagnosed because it can kind of mimic fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, sometimes even mimic lupus. It mimics arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis in particular. So it is a very, very difficult disease to be able to really diagnosed. And one of the other things I found in the research is that Lyme disease appears to affect women differently than men because of the way our immune systems work. So I'm going to be talking about Lyme disease. I'm going to be offering a clinical perspective on it, some of the latest research. We, at one point in time, there was a vaccine that was available that is no longer available. Some of the preventative things we can do. I always look at every illness as a medical intuitive from a psychological perspective. What does it look like in the energy field? And then from the help of a lot of my listeners and that have been affected by Lyme disease, I'm getting all kinds of alternative suggestions that I'm going to include in the teleclass as well. So again, it's free if you listen to it on November 14th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you want to register, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then register. Now, if for any reason you can't make it, then shortly after the teleclass, I'm going to be offering for purchase an audio download of the teleclass itself and then a printable PDF so you can read more about Lyme disease with a 60-minute teleclass, which is a great length for a teleclass. I'm not able to cover all the information. So the PDF really is a full perspective, full view of what Lyme disease is. So again, if you're diagnosed with Lyme disease, you think you have it, you have friends that have it, loved ones that have it, please register for my teleclass November 14th at www.ritberger.com. Well, my special guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, I've mentioned that I've had her on the show before. I actually did a teleclass with her, teleconference with her, the first of this year around weight loss. And one of the things I just continually get wonderful feedback from that teleconference on that, and I thought, perfect person to have on the show. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Susan Smith-Jones, Susan is anything but ordinary. She has actually made extraordinary contributions to the field of holistic health, anti-aging, love that one, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students and staff and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal health, health education, and human potential. And when you go and you look at Susan's website and you look at the vitality of Susan, you're going to see that she does practice what she shares with other people. She travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest. She's a motivational speaker. She's also the author. I mean, she is really prolific. I really admire that as well. She's the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, The Curative Kitchen, Nature's Superb Superfoods, Detoxify and Rejuvenate, The Joy Factor, and Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside Out Rejuvenation Makeover. She actually has a popular digital seminar series that's entitled Renew Your Life. It's available only through her website. I'm going to have her talk about that as well. And then in addition to talking about the foods that we can eat and the herbs and the spices again and the choices we can make, Susan conducted a study on looking at the health benefits of the nutrition and working with the healthiness of the body, the anti-aging. So I'm going to ask Susan to share that as well. So it's with great pleasure. I feel like I need to do like the drum roll here. Susan, thanks, sweetie, for joining us again. I'm so looking forward to what you're going to share with us today.
Carol, I'm so happy to be with you. And this, you're right, this is a topic that's relevant, especially this time of year for the holidays, but also year-round, because more and more people are becoming depressed. So I'll look forward to addressing this topic from a very holistic point of view.
You know, that's interesting that you would start out that way, Susan, because I've certainly found as a medical intuitive that depression is really rampant right now. And I look at it, and I look at where we are versus even 10 or 15 years ago, where we really thought that depression was literally a psychosomatic a disease or an illness, as I refer to it, meaning a holistic perspective, as you do as well. But it was something that we really thought that was in the head of someone, and it was just kind of a mood or a melancholy and stuff. But we're really finding that it really is something that's becoming very rampant, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And you and I have discussed this before. I think it really comes down to in many ways, even though it has psychological, many ways, it's really about the food that we're eating, that we're purchasing. Do you feel the same way?
Well, it has a lot to do with food, but it also is tied very, very closely with stress. You can't, you know, depression and stress go hand in hand. And when life's seemingly endless stressors feel like they're completely wearing you down, then you not only do you often experience depression, but high levels of anxiety. And not that long ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I read a study that was done at the University of Michigan, and it found that 90% of the episodes of depression are attributable to stressful life events. And one of the contributing factors is that elevated cortisol level. You know, cortisol is one of the stress hormones. So they found that individuals suffering from depression exhibit higher than normal levels of cortisol, along with lower than normal levels of brain chemicals that signal pleasure in the brain, including the dopamine, the norepinephrine, and the serotonin. So when you talk about depression, you also need to talk about stress. So what I talk about today and the recommendations with exercise and food and music, massage, meditation, not only help alleviate and reduce depression, but also does the same thing for stress.
So really it boils down to having to really address both the foods that we eat, but to address the lifestyle that we live. And, you know, I mean, this lifestyle, this stress that we're feeling, isn't just in the United States. It's a global epidemic that we have of that as well. So really, you know, it's kind of a chicken and an egg, isn't it, is where do you start?
Yeah, it is. Which came first? I just returned from almost a month over in the UK doing some work, and I find the same questions are asked there, you know, from losing weight, looking younger, depression, stress, you know, so you're right. It's a worldwide epidemic, and most of the prescription drugs that doctors give out are for three different things: depression, to lower blood pressure, and sleeping pills. But depression is right there on the top of the list. But there are natural things you can do. In my latest book called Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, I mentioned five things that you can do to help alleviate depression. But, it's, you know, we're not going to limit it to these five. But right off the bat, let me just go through them quickly. One would be sleep. It's hard to be positive and have your body functioning at a high level and have your brain and all your hormones functioning optimally without sleep. So you want to strive to get 7 to 8 hours of deep sleep nightly. Foods, and we'll go into this in more detail. Bottom line is you want to eat a diet of colorful, natural foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Three, you must keep your body hydrated with an ample amount of purified water, because dehydration, Carol, suppresses immunity. It zaps your energy. It ages you quickly, and studies now show can lead to depression. Then there's exercise. A little bit later, I'll go over some great studies. But not only is exercise terrific to help you lose weight, but it now, they discover through many studies, brightens your mood and boost your confidence. And, of course, there's meditation, deep breathing, and a little bit of meditation every day. They say, through studies, promotes calmness and relaxation, makes you a more compassionate person, and slows down the aging process. I've been a disciplined meditator for over 35 years, and studies show, you're going to love this, that those people who meditate daily look 12 to 15 years younger, and their body is also younger physiologically than people of the same age who do not meditate.
Very true. I'm going to probably just put you on the spot, but I'm going to do this because this is something that I'm asked all the time, because I talk about meditation and the value of it. And one of the things is there is so much confusion I found in working with my clients around what really is meditation? Does it mean that you have to do it for 5 minutes or 2 hours, or what exactly is it? And, you know, there's so much that's been written, and all of it great value, but does it have to really be that 2 hour time? What do we, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is it? What does it look like
to you? No, listen, I love you to put me on the spot. I have a whole audio book that I recorded in a studio, here in Los Angeles from my award-winning book called Wired to Meditate. And I've taught workshops on this for 30 years. And you don't need to meditate for 2 hours. You can start off with 5 to 10 minutes. Maybe you build up to 30 minutes, ideally twice a day. But if you fit in one time in the morning, that's great. And the whole process of meditation is turning within. It's shutting out the outer world and letting go of thoughts, that babbler, that chatter that's going on in your brain. As with everything, practice makes perfect. And in my book, The Joy Factor, that's the longest chapter in the book about meditation. And what you can do is you just choose something else to focus on for those few minutes. Maybe it's a lit candle in front of you. Maybe it's a picture of your favorite spiritual leader. Maybe you just simply focus on your breath, and you'll find that after a while, after a few minutes, and after weeks and months of practice, that you are better able to tune out the outer world. And what this does to your body is it boosts your immune system, it lowers that cholesterol level, the stress hormone, it makes you feel more relaxed, but it also engages better in a more balanced way your left and your right brain, so you become more creative and focused, and you know, whatever work you do it with more efficiency. And like I just said, it also slows down the aging process.
Well, and the thing that I think for me, and then hopefully a lot of the listeners and then clients that are listening to this, is I took away from what you just said is focus on something different. It's so difficult, I found, working with people, that when they start that quieting of the mind becomes more active. It's kind of like, it's like, oh, well, I finally have your attention. Let's just chatter, chatter, chatter. Let's get louder, louder, louder. But it's that focusing to something different that causes the mind to shift from what you're, you know, spinning. The Tibetans call it the monkey mind, but focus on something different. And in doing that, the body just naturally will shift its, change its breathing pattern back to the normal breathing, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's such an amazing process. You know, it's been practiced for thousands of years. You can do it basically anywhere. Well, you don't want to do it when you're driving, because it's nice to keep your eyes shut if at all possible. But sometimes I do a walking meditation where I'll take a hike and I'm alone and I talk to absolutely nobody. And that's my mindful meditation, where I focus on everything around me and live completely in the present moment. You know, so you can do walking and hiking meditations. You know, they have the labyrinth that you can walk around and meditate. But it's nice to carve out a place in your home where for a few minutes a day you just use that area for meditation, so you change the energy in the area of that room. Now, for me, I've used for decades the corner of my bedroom. I do wish I had a whole room I could dedicate to meditation, but there's not an extra room in my home. So I have the corner of my bedroom, and I have a little altar, which is a wicker basket with a cloth on it. You want to keep that area clean and neat. Put only meaningful things there. I usually have a fresh flower, and I have a photo of Jesus that I have there, and you know, and I have some beads that sometimes I use, because then I move each bead that's in my hand with each inhale and exhale that I take. Mm-hmm. And when you do your meditation, you want to combine that with your deep breathing. And you breathe in. Everyone can do this now. You slowly breathe in, maybe to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 4 seconds. And then you slowly let it out for about 4 seconds. And just the process of slowing your breathing and breathing consciously, is mm-hmm. what centers your mind, puts you back in the center of your body, closes out the outside world, and has just countless benefits for body, mind, and spirit.
Absolutely, and I know from my world of personality that the personality that is really engaged in life and enjoys the experience of life, when they get stressed, they hold their breath. And it's very
right.
difficult for the body, the brain, to find any kind of present moment balance when you're holding your breath. So again, the breathing is very, very important to it. And
yes.
while it has a lot of ritual, as you said, and I really think that so much of our life is lacking ritual. We just seem to go through the process anytime when you're talking about your sacred space that you created for the meditation. That's something that I think all of us right now, especially right now, it would be a value to find that little place and to be able to put those sacred things that mean a lot to us and then be present in the now. I share as a medical intuitive that we really don't heal if we're worried about the past, and we don't heal if we're focused on the future. The real healing happens when we're in that present moment, and so meditation does that. So thank you for that, because again, it just so many times it just felt daunting to be able to take the time out of the hustle and bustle, and like you say, we can do it a couple times a day. So
right.
you also talk about in your book, and I love the book, Walking on Air. I've shared it with many, many different people, including both of my daughters that tend to be very, very tied into the demands of their life, like, you know, just happens to all of us. And one of the things is that I shared with both of my girls about massage. And it's interesting because massage is very much a healing tool for reducing stress and so forth. And I would say to them, so when did you get the last massage? And it's, well, Mom, I'm really busy. It was about 6 months ago. So, but massage is something that, especially when we're stressful, in a stress situation, we really should just kind of honor our body and give this to us, shouldn't we?
Yeah, you know, there's great power in healing touch. And when you have a good massage therapist, and maybe it's your spouse who massages your scalp and your shoulders, or your hands and your feet, but it's just something important for the body. And it's one of the age-old healing practices, like music and yoga. But there have been many studies looking at massage, and it shows how massage reduces, especially if you're in a comfortable environment, reduces stress on the body, and they see that because it reduces your cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. And your blood pressure and overall anxiety, and it increases a hormone in your body called serotonin, and that helps to boost the immune system and reduce depression. So massage is something wonderful to include in your life to help prevent and also reduce or alleviate depression.
You know, and the other thing is yoga. It's very fascinating because there's tremendous studies that are being done now with working with soldiers that have come back with post-traumatic stress disorder, and how they're using yoga and the stretching, that mindfulness, that breathing, that meditative state and everything. And they're finding that they're getting tremendous results in being able to assist the different returning soldiers, male and female, to be able to adjust to the world that they've come back to, and then also to be able to change the chemistry of their body. So what we've touched on is massage, meditation, deep breathing, yoga, and then music, as you mentioned in the book. What I want to do, Susan, before we continue on and we've got a quick commercial break, I'd like to take Deborah from Folsom. Hi, Deborah. How can we help you, sweetie?
Hi, Carol. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really appreciating this segment. I have been experiencing heart palpitations, which I thought were triggered by foods. And so I have been doing, amping up on my meditation and eliminating foods that were triggers, and doing my yoga and exercising. And, I can't seem to keep them under control. And so now, with the holidays coming up, it feels like those triggers and that stress affiliated with my worry about what's going on in my body, mm-hmm. and having to go through the process of all the medical tests that I am going through right now, I'm just concerned that maybe there's something that I'm just missing. So so I would really appreciate it if I could talk to you about that.
Absolutely. Susan, Deborah, I'm going to pass you over to Susan real quick, and then I'll pick you up also, sweetie.
But you.
Susan, there are certain things that we can do, spices and things, that can help with heart palpitations, aren't there?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And, Deborah, I'm so glad you called, because this is a question I get quite often, that people that come to see me in my private practice. There are some herbs that you want to become friends with.
Okay.
Now, one is called chamomile. Chamomile helps to calm your body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to lower the cortisol in your body. It helps to calm your nerves and soothes stress and tension. Now, there's another herb called passion flower. Now, Deborah, despite its name, passion flower cools your passions. It doesn't excite them.
Okay.
Don't use this if you want to get in the mood, you know. This has been used for thousands of years. And in fact, you talked about that internal chatter, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Passion flower is excellent for people to subdue that internal chatter, like a radio that's going on in your head when you're trying to sleep. But it relaxes you, it promotes tranquility, it lowers the heart rate, and it helps to reduce depression. There's another tea called lemon balm tea. Other people call it Melissa or balm, but it helps soothe the nerves, comforts the mind, slows down the heart rate, and really helps with depression.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Deborah, one final thing. You definitely want to look at my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Check out my November newsletter. And to the right of the photo, right on the home page, I have in red, Nature's Best Antioxidant, Anti-Inflammatory, and Multi. And you'll see about two Hawaiian supplements that I would never be without. Not only do they help with losing weight and reducing inflammation, but they help to balance the whole body, even to balance the chakras and calm the body, and really do help with depression. And in a little bit, Carol, you and I will talk about a study I did using these two natural superfood supplements.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Now, one of the things also very quickly that I pick up, Deborah, is that what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a body that has had sensitivities to food, so your immune system feels like it's being overreactive, over-responsive. I can pick up quite a bit of inflammation in your body. I've got some adrenal fatigue, so there's some things that I know Susan just shared is phenomenal for adrenal fatigue. And one of the tests, honey, have they done your thyroid?
Yes, I've had my thyroid test several times, and they haven't found anything with that. They are more checking, you know, because I have high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and so they're more checking my heart right now.
I can see where that is. Why they would be doing that, that's a logical sequence that doctors would take. My sense is that we've got elevated level of cortisol. I can pick up the inflammation in your body. Your thyroid feels like it's kind of bouncing around like a ping pong ball, actually. You go from hypo to hyper. It could be also tied to some of the hormones. Not real clear on that one, honestly. But what
I have been on, hormone therapy for 12 years now, and
okay.
I do the natural HRT, and I feel I kind of intuitively thought maybe that's out of whack.
Well, first of all, having me touch you, I don't believe that it is. I think it's just a combination of a perfect storm. And I think that the hormones themselves, as we go through the different phases in the female body, those hormones do bounce around quite a bit. Those hormones can affect the immune, the thyroid. But the main thing that I pick up is, sweetie, you just really feel like you're like a cat on a hot tin roof. And it just feels like it's really difficult for you to be able to slow any part of the mechanisms or the way the body is communicating. The meditation, of course, very, very helpful. But one of the things is that I really would, what Susan shared with you is some things that I would look at doing. The heart itself, I'm going in with it. I'm really not picking up anything where we have any major heart issues. I just think we have an electrical system. And for me, it feels like the electrical system that kind of loses its rhythm is tied to cortisol, tied to thyroid that's bouncing around. That's what it feels like to me.
Wow. Okay. That is great.
And Carol, yeah, and Deborah, yeah, let me say one more thing. You know, and Carol, we should do a whole show on detoxifying the body one day.
Oh,
but
yes.
But it's important to keep your body detoxified. And in a moment, I'm going to talk about the correlation between Hope Noman's eating a meal, between constipation and depression. But with each change of season, it's good to detoxify your body one day a week, one weekend a month, then 7 days with each change of season. And what I'm giving away free right on the homepage of my website is my popular full-color book called Detoxify and Rejuvenate, Deborah. You just click a button. You can get that free. And so you can go on a special one-week program before the holidays begin. And you also can get my other book, Nature's Superb Superfoods. They're both free, and you can get those on the homepage of my website.
Very awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this help.
You are welcome, Deborah. Well, what I want to do, Susan, let's take a quick commercial break. Please stay tuned because Susan and I are going to be back. We're going to be talking about the study that Susan conducted and then talking more about the different things that we can do for ourselves through foods, through herbs, through spices, through choices to be able to ward off that depression and stress that's so associated with the holidays. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
To jump on. My producer's going, hold on, Carol, hold on, Carol. It's like, I am so excited to share this with you. Well, welcome back. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And if you're just joining me today, the topic of the show is foods that contribute to depression and foods, herbs, spices, and choices that can create a more joyful and vitality in your life. And literally what it does is it minimizes and alleviates both stress and depression that's really associated not only with just the holidays. Susan and I were talking about it in the first segment. It really is becoming almost a lifestyle in itself. My special guest that's joining me is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She's the author of 25 books, a fellow Hay House author as well. She's an expert in the field of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. And she also has a digital seminar that she has on her website. I'm going to have her just mention her web address in a moment, and we're going to continue talking about the things that we can do to really ward off depression. She's going to share a couple of things that I think a lot of us really don't even think about. We're also taking your calls, so if you have a question for Susan or myself, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, international callers, and then Canadian callers as well. If you would like to learn more about how, as a medical intuitive, I see depression or the topic of stress and uncover the hidden meanings behind them, I invite you to go to my website at www.ritberger.com and just place the cursor over the teleclass tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. You click on downloads, and then you'll find 28 different illnesses that I have featured on my free Your Health teleclasses. I offer both for purchase an audio version of the teleclass, and then also a printable PDF. They're available again on my website, www.ritberger.com. I even have a try before you buy, so you can listen to a brief soundbite of the teleclass itself and read a page of the PDF. So again, I offer that to you as well. And Susan is just so prolific and so generous. Prolific in the things that she writes, ebooks, books, over 25 books and so forth. I happen to own quite a few of those, actually. And then also very generous in the information that she offers on her website. And so, Susan, before we jump in and really get back on topic, how about if you share with people, I know you've just added something, we're going to talk about it. Any of you that are eating, you might want to stop, or you might want to think about what you're eating. Susan, I understand that you got up very, very early to post something new on your website for the listeners today.
I did, absolutely. If you go to SusanSmithJones.com, right in the navigation bar, the third one over from the left says blog, and the first blog is a wonderful article about colon health, detoxification, and constipation. And I'll talk about that in a moment. You definitely want to see that. In my November newsletter, you definitely want to read the article that's all about having youthful, glowing skin in 12 easy steps. And in that article, in fact, I'm getting more, and I just posted that, I'm getting more hits on that than anything on my website, several thousand a day. But in that article, and you could, if you, it's in the November newsletter, and you can just click on the words November newsletter on my homepage. You'll read about a study of what to do, simple to do. It's a simple supplement, scientifically studied, that in 6 weeks of taking it every day will make your skin look about 5 years younger. This is why I wouldn't be without this supplement. And then also you can get 2 free ebooks on my homepage. And you know, I've never taken medication in my life. My grandmother taught me how to go to nature to know how to heal my body. I'm not opposed to other people using medications. You always check with your doctor, but sometimes people will overdo it. So on the top right hand of my homepage, it says natural remedies for ailments. And since I talked to you last, I put together this beautiful quick reference guide with over 90 common ailments. And you can get it free, and it tells you what are the best natural herbs, foods, spices to help alleviate and prevent that. So I've got all these wonderful things on my homepage, so definitely check that out. And let me just say one more thing. In my November newsletter, you asked me to mention this. I have a new program. It's a digital program with 2 audio books. One was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, my book Choose to Live Peacefully, that I made into an audio book, and 2 other ebooks. And for the month of September, it usually sells for almost $70. It's just 1995. It's called, you'll love this title, it's called Strong, Slender, and Sensational, Peaceful, Poised, and Prosperous. So who doesn't want that? And so you get a bonus fifth gift when you get it of a great weight loss book that I have. So that's all on the homepage of my website.
Now, when I said Susan's generous, just listen to all of that. Just a wealth of information and very, very timely for everything. And I was thinking as you were talking about this the skin and being able to rejuvenate the skin and to revitalize it to the point of this youthfulness, I'm thinking this is for male and female. It's not just all of us ladies
yes.
that look in the mirror.
Yes.
So everybody can benefit.
Yes, yes. And what
absolutely.
I really want to talk about the best foods to prevent depression or that will cause depression. And also I want to talk about, because this is so crucial, the tie-in between depression and constipation.
Okay, well then let's go do it. Let's go ahead and start with the foods that you would recommend, and then we'll just end the show with constipation. How's that
sound?
Yeah,
let's do that. We'll get people back in the flow again. Now, first of all, there are two supplements I recommend everyone take. Now, and I always tell you, I sell no supplements. I get no kickback, but I wouldn't be without these. They're called Hawaiian astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is the most powerful antioxidant on planet Earth, and there's Hawaiian spirulina. And I did a study using these two with over 100 men and women, and we were actually looking at weight loss. And we discovered some extra benefits. But and because we don't have, you know, five more hours together, all of this is on my homepage. Click on Nature's Best Antioxidant and Multi. But in the study, we found that everybody who took 12 milligrams of the Hawaiian astaxanthin, and that was the one in the skin study that was done in Maine with middle-aged women who looked 5 years younger in 6 weeks. Everyone who took 3,000 milligrams of the spirulina, the Hawaiian spirulina, and 12 milligrams of astaxanthin, lost, you're going to love this, lost an average of 1 to 3 pounds a week. This isn't for a month, and this study was done for 90 days. And also, we discovered a side benefit, and this was through a questionnaire, that 90% of the people in the study had more lifted spirits. You know, the depression was going away. So but those are two supplements I recommend, Hawaiian astaxanthin and a Hawaiian spirulina. And I called the company, Carol, and I usually buy it over here at Whole Foods in Brentwood. And I told them I was going to be on your show today talking about depression and my study and other studies. So they're giving anybody who wants a 25% discount that much off. So I just, 2 days ago, knowing this, I purchased a year's supply because I'm saving money over going to Whole Foods. And you have to use the code VIBRANT, but you can find all this out on my homepage. It's all there. Now, in terms of the food you eat, the closer your foods are to the way nature made them, the more it's going to prevent and alleviate depression. Remember, my grandmother taught me that look to nature for what to eat, because she would say to me, in nature we don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes. But you want to choose foods that are rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, color, natural color, not artificial, enzymes and fiber, foods like berries, melons, leafy greens, broccoli, oats, apples, beans, walnuts, bananas, and the omega-3s within hours of eating them will help quell depression. But you also want to stay away from the foods made with white sugar, white flour, artificial colorings and flavorings, and that have an extended shelf life because they do cause constipation. You want to eat every 3 hours to keep your blood sugar balanced, and if you eat entirely cooked foods, it's going to exacerbate depression. You're going to love this. you know, because this is body, mind. The body reflects mind, mind reflects the spirit, and mm-hmm. they work as one. So when you exercise, you're more positive. When you get ample sleep, you're more optimistic. When you eat healthy foods, you have a healthier mind. But when you're depressed, your food choices often reflect your poorly lit thoughts. In other words, when you know you're depressed, you need to really be mindful about choosing beautiful foods, emphasize lots of raw foods. I did another study with 30 people, 21 women, 9 men over 1 month, and when they added 1 cup of homemade grown organic sprouts into their diet daily, everybody in the study over 30 days lost between 6 and 10 pounds. And one of my free books you can get today just by clicking a button, Nature's Superb Superfoods, teaches you how to grow sprouts in your kitchen, and it takes about 7 to 8 minutes spread out over 4 days. So we should probably talk about constipation and depression.
Perfect way. We've got, I'll give you a high sign when we need to change and start to wrap it up, but let's go for it.
Yeah. See, when people come to see me for depression, one of the first things I ask them is, are they constipated? And, Carol, 9 out of 10 people tell me they are. Once again, you can go to that blog. It's all written right there because I have to really make this as brief as possible. But you don't want to be constipated. What causes constipation would be diets low in fiber, diets high in dairy, wheat, and refined sugars, and extra meat. Not enough liquids, not enough physical activity, and prescription medications. And they have found through studies that chronic constipation causes all sorts of health complications, you know, from hemorrhoids to fecal impaction. But also, you experience related symptoms from the chronic constipation, like headaches, back pain, mm-hmm. and depression. And if the stool sits inside your colon for too long without being eliminated, the toxins contained within are circulated back into your blood, which is why I was thinking about Deborah, because when the toxins recirculate, it causes a more rapid heart rate. You want to mm-hmm. keep your body detoxified. And one of my favorite natural remedies for constipation is something called the squatty potty. And it's a little toilet stool that hides underneath the toilet. And in my November newsletter, you can read all about it. Carol, this is the number one way to go number two. And I bet nobody's ever taught most of you how to use the toilet properly. But when you go number two, you should be in a squat position. I don't mean that you stand on your toilet seat and squat down. But although 3/4 of the world still does that. But you pull out this little inexpensive 100% effective stool, and you put your feet on it, so it changes the angle of that anal rectal area from 90 degrees, and it's always kinked so that you don't, you know, lose what's in your bowels throughout the day, but it changes that right angle to 35 degrees. In other words, it unkinks and makes it easy to have the bowel movements. So that you're, you know, and without strain, without pain, I'm telling you, most of the people in my life, my family and friends, are getting a squatty potty for Christmas. I give them away yeah. to all my clients, and people say, how did I ever live without it? You can go to squattypotty.com, but you can also read all about it, see a video on it in my November newsletter. I have one in every bathroom of my home and also in my office. I would not be without it. My grandmother made me one of these stools when I was a teenager. But now, in fact, I want you to know that 4 months ago, a producer from the Dr. Oz show called and asked what was my favorite toilet stool because they knew I was an expert on colon health. And I said, without a doubt, the squatty potty. So then 2 weeks later, Dr. Oz is loving the squatty potty, and I'm going to give you a toll-free number, And it's for this wonderful couple, an elderly couple. The wife had terrible colon issues, and they created this Squatty Potty at SquattyPotty.com, and now they're selling them worldwide by the thousands, and they're very inexpensive. It will change the way you use the bathroom. You'll no longer need magazines in your bathroom. And their number, Mountain Time, is toll-free, 1-855-628-1099. It's 1-855-628-1099. I'd say it's one of the three most important health devices in my home. And I have, Carol, I have so many people that come to see me for constipation and being toxic, for hemorrhoids, for, you know, IBS, for diverticulitis, for gas. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but when John Wayne died, he had 40 pounds of fecal matter left in his body. Elvis had 60 pounds.
Wow.
And, I mean, you can lose lots of weight just by using the bathroom properly. So check all this out in my November newsletter. You can, and I have little photos of how the stool works. Of course, there's a female dressed, but she's on the toilet showing you how to use it. And it is so important to for colon health and keeping your body detoxified and helping to alleviate depression, because you've got to have healthy, good bowel movements every day.
You know, it's interesting because I honestly never put the two together until you started talking about this. And I have a couple of very good friends, very close friends. And one of them, bless her little heart, goes every 3 days. And I keep saying to her, we need to change something. We need to look at food. I sent her to your website. But I was thinking about this in kind of the psychological part. I'm not going to mention any names. So if you're listening to the show, I'm not going to mention your name. But the reality of it is the trauma that was created as a child around going to the bathroom and so forth, she still carries that to this day, and she's well beyond a little girl with it. But I was thinking that conditioning that we have in, you know, that reward system of going potty or the scolding or whatever it may be, that really can set a pattern psychologically that can change everything. And it sounds like this Squatty Potty is something that is such a easy solution to not only help the body rid itself, but psychologically to rid itself. I mean, every time you say Squatty Potty, I chuckle. I think,
yes,
oh, my gosh.
Yes, exactly. It's SquattyPotty.com. It's 100% natural. You know, you buy it and it will last you for years to come. It doesn't cost much. They have it in bamboo and a white wood and plastic. Probably the plastic is good for the children's bathroom. And it is a little stool that allows for full squatting or a semi-squat position, but and still be able to use your existing toilet. And then when it's not in use, you just slide it under the toilet. And
exactly. And
it really is amazing. Everybody I know who uses it, and that's most of the people I know right now, I'll say, how did they live without it?
Absolutely. And another thing that I want to share is that I have a son-in-law who has had skin problems in his entire life. And he had started juicing, but he had heard about the Hawaiian spirulina. And I can validate what Susan's saying about this is within 30 days, we started noticing a difference in his skin. And in 60 days, his skin is so youthful, so vibrant, so clear of the different acne and the things that he was dealing with. I mean, it's so obvious. And people will be out somewhere and people will say to him, oh, my gosh, your skin is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, again, I personally can attest to that with watching him. And he keeps saying, you know, Mom, let's do this. And I'm thinking, okay, I need to really do this. So, again, validation for you as well.
Yeah,
well,
thank
Susan,
you.
You are so welcome, hon.
And I was just going to say in the November newsletter, scroll down to the article on skin because I have 12 tips for youthful skin for men and women no matter your age. One of the tips is how to use the Hawaiian spirulina and the Hawaiian astaxanthin. The astaxanthin was used in a study, a six-week study, that makes your skin look about 5 years younger. So I have the whole study there. If you start taking it this week, by January 1st, you're going to be a new person.
Woo! What a great way to start the 2013. Well, Susan, I've only got a very short period of time. So, sweetie, how about giving us your website again?
So check out SusanSmithJones.com. You definitely don't want to miss the November newsletter, the free e-books, the natural remedy guide. And then check out that skin article, 12 Steps, and that new program, you know, about being slender, strong, and prosperous.
Well, go and check it out. Very, very generous. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us. All of you have a wonderful week. Light and love to you. And I'm going to see you next Wednesday on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.